Welcome to Learning to Glow, a show about wellness, skin health, and self-development. I'm your host, Jess. I'm a mom, entrepreneur, and skincare expert. I'm so excited to share tips on how to achieve healthy skin and bring amazing guests in the field of health, fitness, aging gracefully, and personal growth. Let's explore all different ways we can take care of ourselves as women, both inside and out, to truly shine. So let's get glowing. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. We have such a great episode today with Amy Wilson. Amy is a board-certified geriatric pharmacist, a certified fitness professional, and a certified nutrition coach using the Faster Way to Fat Loss platform, who is disrupting that diet industry and helping her clients take their health back. Amy's mission is to empower and equip her clients to take charge of their health and find balance in their lives. With over 30 years of experience, Amy specializes in developing individual health plans and navigate through her clients' individual barriers, allowing them to be successful in their efforts. Amy is passionate about helping people prevent and reverse diseases with nutrition and fitness. Through her personal and professional experience, she has seen firsthand how diet and exercise can change a person's life, and how the right nutrition program can be the key to improving their health and fitness. She has seen her clients reverse their prediabetes, diabetes, high cholesterol, and more. She's driven to help her clients feel in control of their body and mind while no longer feeling enslaved by the scale. I can really relate to what Amy shared with us today, and I know so many of you will be able to as well. She tells her story of reaching perimenopause and things changing with her body. Also not being able to lose the extra weight even with less calories and lots of exercise. She was able to crack the code with herself, and now she helps other women do the same, and she shares some amazing tips in this episode. I was really blown away with what she shares about her program, so much so that I decided I'm going to participate in the next round that is coming up. If you love what she has to say as much as I did, make sure to check out the link in my show notes because the next program session starts this Monday, which is February 26th. And if you do decide to do it, send me a message. Let's do this together. It's just such an amazing value for what you get. So make sure to check it out if you feel like weight is a little bit harder to get a hold of. Maybe you're a little bit older and like things aren't clicking the way they used to. That's definitely something that I've been dealing with, and I am just ready to tackle it this year. She also talks more about the program towards the end of the episode, so make sure you listen till the end. You can hear more about it there. If you answered the poll on Instagram for what to ask Amy, she does answer the questions as well. So if you submitted a question, we get to it in this episode. Some of those questions included were, why do we gain weight in perimenopause? What are her thoughts on Ozempic? And some weight training questions. So we get to all those questions. They're amazing. If you're the one asking about Ozempic, her answer is really great. And I know a lot of women are going to benefit from this episode. So please share this on social media if you do tag me or send it to a friend who you think would really benefit from it. I will be sending it to all my friends because I think they will really enjoy it. Thank you, Amy. Thank you for coming on and sharing all of this good stuff with us. It's also a really fun episode. We like to have fun here on this show. Like, let's learn how to get healthy. Let's learn how to get into the right nutrition, but let's have fun while we're doing it. So this was a great episode, and I hope you all enjoy it. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Learning to Glow podcast. I'm your host, Jess, and today we have Amy Wilson with us. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Jess. I'm excited to be here.
So excited from your chilly city that you're in. We're talking about how I'm from California, very much of a wimp when it comes to cold weather, and it's been freezing there. But today's a little bit better for you, you said.
Yeah, it was 8 degrees. We are at a whopping 20. So we're heat waves, right?
Oh my gosh. I can't imagine. Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited to talk to you today. We have so many exciting things to talk about. And you are a pharmacist.
Yeah.
You're a nutrition coach and you are a fitness trainer. So I want to talk today about, you have so much expertise in the area of fat loss, burning fat, all the things that my listeners, of course, want to hear.
Yeah.
But I would love if we could start with, if you could just share a little bit more of your background and how you came to this space, and then we can go from there.
It all started really with aerobics. Back in the day, I started teaching fitness classes when I was 17. And it was kind of a progression from dancing all through my little years and teenage years and playing sports. And I became a fitness instructor. Did that as I was going to pharmacy school at University of Toledo in Toledo, Ohio. And kept it up after I graduated pharmacy school. Loved it. I think I've always had a side gig or some kind of side hustle, and teaching is amazing. And unfortunately, though, it also kind of, how do I put this? We'll just say it. I'll throw myself under the bus. I became an exercise addict. I was addicted to the endorphins. I was addicted to the feeling of working out. And not only was I being a pharmacist at the time, I still am a pharmacist. I was teaching umpteen classes. I was also personal training and working out with my clients, which is actually a no-no. You're supposed to train your clients, not work out with your clients. But I was very much addicted to working out and blew my back out at 29 and had back surgery.
Oh my gosh.
You think I would know what I was doing. And I was trying to out-train a bad diet. Hindsight's always 20/20. And when my surgeon said, you're an exercise addict, I'm like, oh, could be worse, right? Could be worse. And he's like, you don't understand what you're doing to your body. And I was like, well, you know, here we are, fix me. And unfortunately, that was the attitude. Here we are, fix me. And he fixed me. I started teaching again. I learned my lesson with the fact that I knew I had to focus on core. I had to focus on other things to keep myself healthy. But we didn't know anything about nutrition back then. We really didn't. We've really come a long, long way in the last, I would say, 5 years, 5 to 6 years, especially. It's fat-free craze, low fat, fat-free. Don't eat the fat, eat all the carbohydrates. Doesn't matter what kind of carbohydrates, as long as there's no fat in it. Well, it was a lot of sugar is what was going on. Still kind of playing that calories in, calories out game, gaining weight. And so I started dabbling into nutrition because one of the things that people do as a pharmacist, as a aerobics instructor, you come to class, people are like, hey, how can I lose this many pounds? What can I take, pharmacist? What can I take to lose weight? I saw this supplement being promoted by, it was on, Oprah, it was on Dr. Oz. I saw this celebrity says they take this. What are your thoughts? So I was getting more and more nutrition questions. And I'm the kind of person who's not just like, oh, I'm just going to, tell you what I think. I'm going to go for certifications. I'm going to go for the education. So I've gotten several different, I won't say several, many different nutrition certifications over the years, but they still had a very big disconnect. It was still the calories in versus calories out. It was still not really looking at quality of food. It still was all about how much weight can you lose. And they never worked long. You would start it and it was just like yo-yo dieting. You would start something and it would just come back after you're done because God knows a girl needs a cheeseburger every once in a while or a chocolate chip cookie. And when that is not in your program, no wonder we're set up on binging. No wonder we're set up on yo-yo. And I was very much the same as my clients. Here it comes 40s, perimenopause comes in raging. And I'm teaching all these classes and I am working as a full-time pharmacist. And I wasn't immune to trying keto, the latest fad, this supplement, this shake. They would all work for a hot minute and then they would stop working. And it's very frustrating, especially being a pharmacist, being a fitness professional. You would think that I could figure this out. And it wasn't until I started watching some friends who were also fitness professionals who were having the same issues I was. All of a sudden, they're getting strong. They're looking really good. And they were doing this program that was called Fast Way to Fat Loss, is what I coach now. I threw a Hail Mary pass and said, you know what? What do I got to lose? Let's try it. And it was the science that I was missing. It was the disconnect of what we put in our body and how our bodies function. And when I started looking into more research, when I started really diving into whole foods and building muscle, it was like mind blown. crazy. So now I'm like, okay, diving in. I'm like, okay, now I need to get back into certification. I need to get back into nutrition coaching, because if what's going on with me, it's going on with other people. If it's going on with other instructors, it's going on with me. It's going on with other instructors. It's going on with them. It's going on with your friends. It's going on with your family. And then the other problem I was seeing in my nursing homes, because I'm a geriatric pharmacist, is that I was seeing all these lifestyle diseases that are preventable, meaning more diabetes, more heart disease, high cholesterol. And yeah, they weren't in your 80s and 90s. These were 40s and 50-year-olds coming in. That's crazy. I'm seeing dates of birth that are mine or younger. Okay, we have got to figure something out. So not only did I need to get back in the coaching ring to help people who were overworking out, under eating, but it was also for a greater purpose. And the greater purpose was, you're not going to be somebody in my nursing homes. Because what we are doing with all this dieting, what we're doing with all this processed foods, what we're doing with under eating and overworking out is we're setting ourselves up to be these frail old women that we don't want to be. So we have the perfect opportunity right now to say, no, this is not happening. I'm putting the brakes on now. I'm changing the relationship I have with food. I'm changing the relationship I have with working out. And now we're looking at preventing disease, getting better, and thriving. And so, long, short story.
Can I ever relate to what you're talking about? I mean, I have flashbacks of my refrigerator in the 90s and the Diet Coke. And I mean, as long as it was fat free, you know, it was on the table. So, it's nobody's fault. I mean, that's just what everybody was doing. And if you were quote unquote health conscious. I mean, I think this is the funniest thing, is that I look at my friends and their families at that time, the ones who weren't like diet obsessed or health obsessed, they were eating so much healthier than I was. You know, they were eating just real balanced food and they were, you know, not struggling like I was. And I remember being in college, I was in college in the 90s, and I would have like all fat free foods all day long. And I remember my mom and I laughing about it. Like, how did you even have brain capacity? Like, you had zero fat in your diet. You know, your brain, how does your brain functioning? And also what you mentioned about, there's so many things I want to dive into, but like the overworking out, like, you know, there's a lot of people in our country, obviously, who do not have this problem. They do not like to go to the gym. They don't want to work out, but there's another group of people, like, and I'm in it, that have just found exercise, loved it, but overdid it. And also, I mean, I was doing in my 30s, I was doing like 5 cardio classes, you know, a week. Mm-hmm. So an hour long cardio class, I'm watching my fat and I'm not losing weight. And I'm like, excuse me, this is not fair. I'm working hard here, but I'm doing the wrong things.
Right? You're like, this is so frustrating. But I always tell people, and especially if you're listening to this, I'm going, wait a minute. You only know what you know. You're only known what you're told and what the magazine says and what the media says. And then the other part of it is, yeah, you might be on the air one going, well, I don't like to work out. And I think that belief that you have to work out for an hour or 2 hours every day is what's stopping some people, because they're like, I don't want to do that. Okay, I'll do 30 minutes, but I'm not going to do any more. And I think there's that overwhelmness, or I almost say analysis paralysis, when you're doing Dr. Google. It's like, oh, how do I lose weight? And you get this, and this. You're like, oh, I can't do any of this. This is just too much. It's just too much work. And yeah, I mean, I can totally picture your refrigerator right now, because it was the same way as mine. It's like, okay, how much fat-free stuff can we stick in this? And then being frustrated because nothing's working, or even better, you're gaining and you're figuring out, why am I gaining? Because I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing, but WTF. I mean, honestly, yeah. Right.
Nothing is more frustrating. And so maybe we could start with, I don't know, let's start with exercise. Like,
yeah,
what would you say? You know, a lot of my listeners are in their 40s or beyond, and they are having this issue. I've spoken to like multiple people just this week about, you know, the weight is not as easy to get off as it used to be. Maybe it was easy for them before, but it's not the same, or they're gaining this weight and they're trying to figure out, how do I what are the right types of exercise for me now that I'm maybe in my 40s? And, you know, what do I need to include? What can I leave behind? And like, start with that, because I think that's what you said about, you know, people's mindset. Maybe I have to do an hour to see results. Or, I mean, I remember my mom and I used to go to the gym for 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
And like, oh my gosh, like, why were we doing that? But we thought, you know, one hour of cardio, we do like 1 hour weight training. But tell us more about that. And like, I think we're realizing now less is more, right?
Yeah. And let's unpack what we've been doing. And that's okay. Why, and I think we have to understand why things stopped working. And what happened is a lot of us, either we were sedentary and didn't work out and we didn't have any muscle mass, or we did work out and we underate. And what we were burning wasn't fat. Even though everybody told us that's what we're burning, you might burn a little bit of fat. Majority of what you're burning is muscle. So every time you yo-yo diet, every time you got ready for the beach, every time you got ready for a reunion, a wedding, you name it, and you did these quick fixes, you were losing muscle. Women, we need muscle. Let me get on my soapbox. We need muscle. Muscle is our fountain of youth. Muscle is what keeps us going. Muscle is our metabolism. So what we've done throughout the years of being on these diets is, guess what? We slowed our metabolism down. So now perimenopause, menopause creeps up and we lose estrogen and we have a little more fat cells and we're like, wait. Okay. So yeah, those yo-yo diets don't work anymore. Those quick fixes don't work anymore. But here is what you can do. And it's not doing an obscene amount of cardio every day. So if you're going to these boot camps or Orange Theory and doing cray cray, balls of the wall every single day, you're not doing your body any good. And why is that? Well, one, you're probably not eating enough. So once again, you're using muscle. So you're not going to see the results that you really want to, because the shape that we want is really muscle. The inches that we want to lose, the looking good in our jeans or our dress, is muscle. So number two is you have to get off the scale and don't go by the scale. And I know that is hard. I can't tell you. I coach virtually. So I have clients all over the world, all over the United States. The number one thing that is the hardest for all my clients is, one, the amount of food they have to eat, and two, getting off the scale. Because that's what we have used for years as our form of measurement to see if we've been successful. So what I want you to do is, yes, do you have to do cardiovascular exercise? Absolutely. Your heart needs it. Your lungs need it. Walking every day is perfect. Maybe doing high intensity interval training twice a week. But then I really want you to focus on building muscle. And it doesn't have to be like the bodybuilders, nothing like that. Will you maybe get up to doing 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 35 pound dumbbells? Yeah, it's very possible. Are you going to look like Arnold? No, you're not. What's going to happen though is that if you start feeding your body what it needs, so you're fueling it, you will be able to maintain your lean muscle mass and you'll start to burn fat. And not only that, as you're building muscle and having more muscle, your metabolism increases. So all those things that we start seeing, the midlife spread, muffin tops, I called my pouch at that time Buddha, you know, all those things that we do, or I say the Stay Puft Marshmallow from Ghostbusters, you know, you feel fluffy, you feel marshmallowy. All those things start to go away when we start feeding our bodies and we stop doing all this cardio. Because guess what also that cardio does? It actually promotes inflammation. When we are not feeding our body enough, we are actually increasing the amount of cortisol, the stress hormones. We're also causing a lot of inflammation. So you might feel tired. You might feel brain fog. Your joints might hurt. And it may have nothing to do with perimenopause or menopause or this stage of life. It might have everything to do with under eating and overworking out, or even just being sedentary too. Let's say you're under eating and being sedentary, you're still not giving your body the nutrition that it needs.
Oh, that's so, I love that. It's funny because I remember doing like these hard workout classes a lot. And then by like 11 a.m., I'm like, I just wasted all my gas that I had all day long. I would just be exhausted and dead. And it was like, I left it all, like the little energy. And I was dealing with other issues too that caused fatigue.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was hard. And I think it's so good that you said the scale, because I know we're attached to the scale. Mm-hmm. And it's good to hear, because, you know, your number not changing, but your body changing, you know, that's what we want. But in mentally, and it really messes with you if you don't, if you're working hard and you're not seeing that change.
It totally is. I had a client in my program, and for six, you know, we do a what's called new client experience, 6 weeks. She lost 30 some inches, like three dress sizes.
Wow.
But only a couple pounds.
Wow.
And she's like, but, and I'm like, you went down three sizes, but it's only 2 pounds. Who cares? I mean, what that meant was that she actually kept her muscle mass and she lost fat. Because let's do the math, because you always hear, well, fat, you know, muscle weighs more than fat. Nah. Mm-mm. Hate to bust your bubble. A pound's a pound. Doesn't matter. But I will tell you, if you have a marshmallow and a peanut, they weigh the same. If you have a little marshmallow, a little peanut, they weigh the same. But the marshmallow takes up a lot more space than the peanut. That's the way fat and muscle. So fat takes up a lot more space per pound than what muscle does. So what you really want to lose is the fluffiness. What you really want to lose is that marshmallowy part. So don't worry about the scale. And I hate it when someone goes to the doctor or doesn't go to the doctor because you have to get on the scale. And they don't want to see that number. And they're like, not going. I don't want to see it. I don't want the doctor to say anything. I don't want the nurse to say anything. I'm just not going to go. And we're missing out on preventative care because of being scared of the scale so much. We have to quit giving it so much power over us, because it really doesn't tell the whole story. And nobody knows how much you weigh. I mean, you'll see someone who's in great shape and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, you have a number in your head, and then you find out what they weigh. It's like, really? Really? I thought you weighed so much less than that. It's because they're compact. They have all this muscle and they don't have any body fat. So think about that. What we want really is a more muscular physique, not bulky, not, you won't get bulky, but what you want in the shape that you want is muscle, not in fat. And skinny does not equal healthy. I can't stress that enough, that losing weight, you can be skinny fat. Losing weight is not the end all be all, and it does not equate to being healthy. In fact, especially in midlife, if we lose weight and it is muscle, that's going to age us so much faster.
Yeah, that goes back to like what you said in the beginning. You know, this isn't, it's not weight loss, it's fat loss that we want. That's what we're looking for. And that's, you can't really tell on the scale. There's a video that I see online, and there's like this outdoor scale in, I think it's in Vegas, and all these women from the street come and step on it, and that shows the weight to the street. Oh, I don't know why these people
about.
Are
Yeah, I know what you're talking
this,
about. But, yeah.
But it is wild. Like you said, there's just these, and they all look so good. And it's like, you know, it doesn't matter what that number is. It's so different. Your height, you know, there's a million things that go into play. So it's such a good reminder. I love that you said that. I have been a victim of scale obsession for sure. So I
think we all have.
Can relate. Yes. I remember when I first started dating my husband, we had a scale. And one day I was like, where's the scale? And he's like, it's in the trash. He's like, I can't take it anymore.
Good for him.
Sorry. I know. I'm in a worse mood when after the scale isn't the way I want it to go. So I love that. So back to like the sort of training that we need to do or that we should be doing more of.
Yeah.
You're talking about more strength and weight training. Mm-hmm. And you said that it doesn't have to be, we don't have to be an hour in the gym. Like, so for your clients, what are some of the things and programs that you offer to them? And I love that you said the walking for the cardio, but like as far as strength training goes, what do you recommend?
So for strength training, one of the cool things about my program is that we have personal trainers who actually have a different program for us every single month so that we don't plateau. So we're always increasing or building our strength or our endurance. it's lifting three times a week for 30 minutes. And one day is what's called total body. So we're working some legs, we're doing some upper body. Another one is all upper body. So we're looking at biceps, we're looking at triceps, we're looking at the back. And then my favorite is leg day because I love working legs. And they're all 30-minute increments. That's it. And the beauty part of like is having for me, and that's why I love what I coach, is having that pre-programmed for you. Once again, I'm not going through YouTube and looking at a bunch of videos or trying to find the latest, greatest article online. And so when you can get a plan, that saves you so much time because you have something to do, and then also having someone to show you how to do the moves, because I'm a big proponent, especially being a personal trainer and a fitness pro myself. I always tell my clients, good form, great results. Bad form, injury. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that you can do wrong is go, you know what? Amy told me that I need to pick up a bunch of weights and pick up a 20, 25 pound and be like, oh, wait, I shouldn't have done that. I did something to my back. It's okay to start out with smaller weights. It's okay to build up. The one thing about muscle building that is so frustrating, it's slow. Mm. It is. We can gain fat like that, but building muscle is slower. And so understanding that, hey, we may have to, I won't say eat crow, but just slow down our expectations. This is not Amazon Prime. This is not we get things in 2 days. This is not Instagram or, hey, I can just swipe and get it. And so when you start getting that kind of programming, when you start lifting three times a week, as well as active recovery, because some of us who do work out way too much don't give our bodies a chance to rest. And that goes hand in hand with lifting weights, is that you do need to give your body some time to rest so that it can rebuild, so that it can recover. And when you put all that together along with nutrition, magic, magic.
That's so attainable too. I feel like three times a week, 30 minutes. Like, yeah. That's easy. That's easy to get in. And I know what you said about the recovery is so important. I just had a friend, we were talking the other day, and she's like, she could barely move. Her legs were so sore and she had this big, big workout. And then she's like, you know, and tomorrow I'm going back and doing it again. And I was like, I'm not a health, you know, fitness professional, but I had somebody on my podcast last week and he was talking about recovery. And I was like, you know, maybe you should like not do tomorrow's class. Like if you're that, you know, your body might be telling you it needs a rest. So it's so nice because I think especially like the new year comes and everybody's like, you know, I'm going to do a workout every single day, no matter what, because that's my goal. And they are not maybe realizing like that's not in the best interest of their bodies.
Well, we go all or none a lot of times. Yeah. And I mean, you know, how many classes did you used to go to? And you went whether you're sore or not. You weren't listening to your body. Oh, but it's that almost exercise addiction that I had. It's like, oh, but soreness is good. It's good. I just have to embrace it and keep going and power through it and be like, no, it's not. It's our body telling us and giving us warning signs that say, hey, you're doing too much. I had tons of warning signs before I blew my back out. Tons. I chose to ignore them. And I think that's the way a lot of us are, is like, oh, but if I miss a workout, I'm going to put on 5 pounds, or I'm not going to be able to get into these jeans this weekend. And because of what we have been told, the calories in versus calories out, that we have to go hard or go, if not, it's not worth it. My favorite was I used to, program classes in my one gym, we took everything to 45 minutes. And oh my gosh, you would have thought that it was the end of the world. And it has to be an hour. It's not worth it if it's not an hour. And I'm like looking back at that going, okay. And I was the same way. I'm like, you know, it was a budget decision at that time. And I was thinking the same way. It's like, wow, what a waste for 45 minutes. You know, why can't we do an hour? And now I look back and going, you know, there's something to be said about that it was okay to do a half hour, 45 minutes, that an hour's not the golden standard. It's not doing an extra 15 minutes is going to make a huge bit of difference in your health journey. In fact, that extra 15 minutes may not be that great. Or you may be half, you know, just half doing it, or you may be doing too much. So it's listening to our bodies and being like, you know what, 30 minutes is fine and being okay with that. And then listening to your body, because like you said, if my body is tight, sore, if I'm sick, it's telling me, hey, stop, take a break, take a rest. It's okay. And then when it's ready to come back.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm laughing because I remember being in the gym and a teacher ended class a little early and people were literally pressed. They were like, ah, like it's, and then, I mean, I remember like that is a real thing. Like people thinking like in some world it's been, that's the standard. Mm-hmm. It's 60 minutes. And so I know so much has changed, but I want to ask you one thing that you mentioned a couple of times is calories in, calories out, and how that's just like what everybody says. So how is that maybe different as we get older or we're in perimenopause? Like what could be factors that may not be the end all advice?
So I hate counting calories. I'm going to put that right out there. I hate counting calories. I think it's BS. Did I used to do it? Absolutely. I thought it was 1,000 to 1,200 calories is what I had to do. And I could tell you exactly how many calories everything had, including 100 calorie snack packs of what I could eat that day to get 1,200 calories and when I had to stop. None of that food was healthy. It was health, like we talked before, healthy diet food. And just like, you know, you do skin, it's the same way. Your skin is a huge organ. It needs really good nutrition in order to look amazing and keep its elasticity and hydration. Well, guess what? Skin's just one organ. You have a lot of organs that you need to take care of, and you also have a lot of chemical processes that happen. And in order for those things to happen, you have to fuel your body with good nutrition.
When I first started my wellness journey, I had already been in the skincare industry for years, working on client skin and as an educator for multiple skincare brands. When I learned about how the toxins in our personal care and beauty products could have a negative impact on our health, I knew I needed to make a change. I was used to the result-driven products that I was working with, and I was not happy with the natural products on the market at that time. Although they were safer and cleaner, they did not meet my expectations for results. I created Simply Just Skincare to deliver the results my clients demanded from their products while using natural, toxin-free ingredients. You can check out my clients' results and reviews on my website, simplyjustskincare.com. In 30 days, my clients have reported more hydrated skin, less appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, and more of an overall glow. Our top sellers include our Repair Toner, our Hydrating Undo Serum with Hyaluronic Acid, and more. I am offering my listeners 20% off their first order with code PODCAST. Check it out in the link in my show notes to get glowing today.
I was just reading an article on someone else saying, it doesn't matter what the food source is. It all comes down to what your energy is. BS. Because here's what happens with the food source. If you are eating processed food, that food actually gets absorbed almost 100%. And you're like, okay, so, well, okay, we're talking added chemicals, added sugar, added coloring, things that you don't need, things that don't serve you. But if you have whole food nutrition, meaning like, let's say broccoli, a banana, apples, rice, potatoes. Yes, you can have those, by the way. They're not off limits. You know, whether it's a steak, fish, chicken, when you go to digest those, it takes time. Your body actually has to work to break it down and to get the nutrition that you need. So you actually don't absorb all of that. Because it's just by the time it gets down to your stomach, to your intestines, everything doesn't get absorbed. But if you eat processed foods, that does get absorbed. And when you think about calories in versus calories out, processed food carries a lot of, it's not even bang for your buck. It's just a lot of simple carbohydrates and fat, things that you don't need. You do need fat, but you need good fats. you do need carbohydrates, but you need more complex carbohydrates than simple. And most of those ultra-processed foods doesn't have much in the protein realm and very, very little fiber. Mm-hmm. So when you are just looking at calories in versus calories out and not the quality of food, you're going to be like, wait a minute, this is totally different. Because when you start looking at quality, and you're probably already not eating enough because 1,200 for most of us is not enough. My clients have said one of the biggest complaints they have is how much food I make them eat. And they're like, wait, and believe me, we don't start there. It's a gradual procession, because if you're not eating this amount of food, one, it's really crazy on the psyche, because we think that if we have to eat so much more, we're going to gain weight. And I'm like, okay, my mantra when I first started into this program was, if what was working, I wouldn't be here. So I always tell my clients, I'm like, so how was starving doing for yourself? How was that working? Oh, you're gaining weight on it. You're getting bigger. Okay. So how about if we go the opposite and we actually try eating for a change? And then they're amazed. It's like, oh my gosh. Okay. So now we're balancing their blood sugar. Now we're keeping everything optimal. So we have some hormone optimization. We're actually adding fiber. We're adding real food. So now we got gut microbiomes working. All of a sudden their skin looks better. Their hair looks better. Their nails look better. They have more energy. And it's all about getting rid of that calories. We're looking at macronutrients. We're looking at proteins. We're looking at fats. We're looking at carbohydrates. We're looking at the quality. And when you start looking at that way and just throwing calories out the window, it's like I would say, it's almost mind-blowing of what can happen, because you start eating for health and you start eating because you feel better, and you start eating because of what your body is actually needing and craving, instead of just worrying about, oh, well, I can have another 100 calories. I'll do this Oreo snack pack for 100 calories. And instead of like, oh, wait, I need some more carbohydrates. Maybe I'll have a banana. I need some fat. So maybe I'll have a banana or an apple with some nut butter. So when you start looking at that way and start actually tracking macros, it's amazing what happens to your body. It's also amazing when you start realizing that you're not restrictive, because I get that too, is that people don't want to track because of the restrictiveness of it. I have to track because if I don't eat enough. And that is probably nine out of 10 of my clients too, is that they're just not eating enough and they have to track to eat.
It's so crazy to think that these people who are just so restrict, these people, I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't want to just,
I was one of them.
These people,
my tribe, I used to be one of you.
That's right. I'm just like, you know, it's just so interesting how we're just following these plans and these, calorie allowances and completely ignoring our needs of our, mm-hmm. what our body needs and suffering along the way. I mean, no, I don't think anyone enjoys being on a diet and having that restriction and doing something like you're talking about where you're actually like, goodness, like I know there's many people on diets who are probably like, I want to be able to eat more. And also you tuning into yourself mm-hmm. and what your needs are is so empowering, I feel like. And making sure that your body is fueled in the right way. And gosh, like you feel so much better when you're doing that.
Yeah. It's insane. It's amazing. It's you know, if you're having two little Nutri-Grain bars for breakfast and lunch is something in the takeout fast food, and now it's afternoon and you're slumped, so you go grab a candy bar, or there are a lot of protein bars out there. They're just glorified candy bars. And then you go home for dinner and you think you're having a healthy dinner. And that's the other thing too. I don't want anybody to think like, oh my gosh, she's picking on me. You don't know what you don't know. And so if you are thinking this is healthy, that's what you know. And sometimes you just have to, you know, work with somebody or be a little more educated, be like, okay, why is this not working? What am I eating? And you know, it says healthy on the package, but is it really? And understanding that, why are you hungry all the time, is because you're a sugar burner. You're not a fat burner. You're a sugar burner because you are constantly giving your body very, very quick fuel and it goes through it and it wants more. Mm-hmm. That's why you're hungry all the time. Why are you crashing at 2 p.m.? Because you are spiking your blood sugar and you're crashing. You're not keeping your blood sugar stable. Why aren't you sleeping? Because you're probably trying to not eat carbs all the time at nighttime. and or you're under eating or you're overworking out and you're not sleeping. Why am I seeing all this inflammation? Why am I seeing my head's hurting every day? I need ibuprofen. It also has to do with the inflammatories in some foods. So there are all these things that our body's telling us that, hey, I'm tired. I have brain fog. My joints hurt. Maybe if I took a little bit of time, because I know that's the big thing is that people, I don't have time, but maybe if I invest in myself and say, okay, I'm going to do this and it's okay for me to take some time and learn and to only work out 30 minutes a day and to fuel my body and learn a new way. I always say this is not a diet. This is a journey. This is nutrition. You start today and you never finish. This is not a 6 weeks, 21 day fix, 10 day, whatever. This is now the rest of my life so that I'm in training for my older self. I want my older self to look back at 20 years and going, girl, you did it. You are amazing. I'm here on this beach. I'm still rocking a bikini or whatever swimsuit. I'm able to, you know, go up and down the beach without worrying. I can stand up without help. I can live on my own. Those are things that we need to be training for. Not the skinny little jeans that's going to make us feel good for one hot second and then get too thin. And now we're looking at breaking our hip because that's what can happen. That we're actually training for the longevity and training to have muscle and to train to have all our processes working, including our brain, because food serves us. Real food serves us so that we can live longer, better lives.
This is amazing. I mean, especially with your perspective and like what you've seen and the people in the nursing homes that are so young. And if there is a motivation for us to lose weight, lose fat, it's that. You know, it isn't the reunion and the dress. It's really about doing it in a way that you can grow older and still have your health and your like you said, walking around and getting up. I mean, it's something to think about that we don't, and how important and how all of this stuff really matters and affects that later down the line. So I do have some questions. I did a little poll on Instagram and I got some listener and community questions. And so I thought maybe I could ask you some of these because I think you would be amazing at it. And I'll try not to talk too much with my feedback. So we're not here all day because I have to value your time, but
we could do a part two.
We could always do a part two. I would love it. So, okay. If we've talked about some of these, they can be, you know, we can gloss over it, but the first question is, this is kind of funny. How much cardio do you really need?
So how much cardio do you really need? Your body craves movement. So that means moving every day. There's something called NEAT, non-exercise activity thermogenesis. That is one big word that says, move your body, just go for a walk, clean your house, do some laundry. We're not meant to sit all day. So a walk every day, hit 2 times a week just to get that heart rate up and back down, that's what you need. Doing the cray-cray cardio, the stuff that I used to teach all the time. Every single day. I mean, I still love teaching my kickboxing class. I'm going to tell you that right now, but I don't do it every day anymore. I just do it once a week. That is fine in moderation. Just don't do it 7 days a week for hours at a time. I think that answered the question right.
That's amazing. Yeah. And I love kickboxing too. That was the class I did 5 days a week because it was so much fun.
It's fun. Like, I love it.
I was there more for like my friends and the fun than the cardio, but yeah, it was too much. Okay. Number two, should you train your quads as much as your glutes and hamstrings?
Absolutely. So we have, it's called the mirror syndrome, and you just train the front part of your body, and meaning that you're training your quads, you're training just your biceps, you're training your chest, and it's usually more with men than it is women. You always want balance. So on my leg day, it is glutes, hamstring, quads. That's what the focus is. So you want balance, even though quads are usually more dominant than your hamstrings are, you still need to work those muscles.
Perfect. Okay. Is a low glycemic diet good for weight loss?
I would say yes and no, because low glycemic means that you're getting rid of a banana, and every once in a while a girl needs a banana. Low glycemic is great. I coach something that's called carb cycling. So two days a week we do low carb. The rest of the time we add some carbohydrates in there. If you are prone to having blood sugar issues, if you are prone to having diabetes or it runs in your family, it's not a bad idea to go on the lower glycemic. Diabetes runs in my family. When I went for perimenopause, I was pre-diabetic. I reversed it. Mm. By the way, you can reverse disease. And I'm a pharmacist who doesn't want you on medication. So as long as you are not cutting out all fruit, because I get that all the time. It's like, well, if I want to keep my blood sugar stable, I'm just not going to eat any carbohydrates. No, no, no. Your thyroid will not like you very much. Your thyroid needs carbohydrates. So doing low glycemic is fine. Just once again, watch low glycemic because, oh boy, the companies out there are great. You know, now we have keto bread. Now we have this. And they'll be like low glycemic. Well, it just might be glorified health food that has absolutely no nutritional value anyway, but it says low glycemic. So just be careful of that and stick with the real food and, you know, like blueberries, raspberries. And pretty much if it has a lot of fiber in it, it is low glycemic. That's usually the kind of like that's an easy way to think. If it's fibrous, it's pretty much low glycemic.
That's amazing. I love these answers so much. You did just say, well, I'm a pharmacist, so this next question is definitely for you. And I can pretty much guess what your thoughts are on this, but what are your thoughts on Ozempic?
Okay. Okay. All right. So if you're on Ozempic, please listen up. And if you're on Mounjaro and Wegovy, same thing. This is not to bash you and say, oh my God, I can't believe you're on this. No. There's a place for these GLP-1s called glucagon-like peptide ones. Here's my thoughts on it. If you're going to go on the medication, you need to be aware of the side effects. The side effects are it decreases your appetite. And I know everybody's going, yes, all right, sign me up. I want this now. But know that, remember we talked about yo-yo dieting. We talked about losing muscle. Mm. When you decrease your appetite that much and you're no longer eating, you are now using muscle. You're using a little bit of fat, but mostly muscle. That's why we have Ozempic face and Ozempic butt. They're losing muscle in their face and their butt. The other thing that you have to realize is that if you're not eating, where is your vitamins and minerals coming from? Your bones. So what you're going to start seeing, because now this is in the mass populations, we're going to start seeing something called old lady syndrome. You're going to start seeing 35, 40, 45-year-olds who look much older than they really are. You know, and that's not the thing we want, right? We always like, hey, I want to look younger. I want to reverse aging. Because of muscle tone, because of losing that muscle, because of also their bones. So you're looking at osteopenia and osteoporosis. The other thing you have to be aware of is that it can shut down your GI tract, causing total paralysis, which is called gastroparesis. It's not reversible. So I know there's a lot of reasons why somebody wants to be on that, and I'm not immune to it either, but go in with it knowing that you have to eat protein, and you must build muscle. And please, please, please work with somebody. Don't just go to one of these boutiques that says, here you go. Please work with somebody because you will have to be told to eat because you will lose your appetite. Be aware that there's possible side effects. You can do it without the medication. Actually, if you eat more protein, that helps keep you full. That actually helps the GLP-1 naturally. So there's things that you can do to not do the medication because once you go off the medication, more than likely you'll gain the weight back and it brings on even more weight, which is absolutely what you don't want. And if you're tired and you don't feel good, remember skinny does not equal healthy. And if you can do it, yes, it's slow. It's painfully slow to do it the way that I do it. But your future self, your older lady self, is going to thank you for getting stronger, for having a better relationship with food, for working on your behaviors so that you can go and be in a positive direction with food and have finally heal that relationship that you have with food and heal that relationship that you have with yourself. That is what I would suggest to start working on. But if you want to do the medication, please, please, please work with somebody. Make sure you're getting protein. Make sure you're lifting weights and be aware of those side effects.
That's so true. I think that's such a great answer. I mean, as far as the side effects, I don't think people go into it knowing all the side effects. So mm-hmm. That's so important. Like you said, it's a big decision for your health. And so it should be taken seriously.
And I get it, because sometimes we get to the point where like, oh my God, nothing's working. Nothing's working. Yeah. Well, because we've always done the fad diet. We've always done the yo-yo diet. That's why nothing works, because it stops working. But to know that, you know, medications out there, like, oh, but, and I get it. Like I said, I'm not immune to that. Believe me, there's times I'm like, dang, wouldn't it be nice? But I also know about the side effects, and I'm not willing to put up or have those. So have that conversation with your doctor or provider. Be aware and maybe try what I do. Maybe try something like that, where it's not a fad diet, it's not a shake, and heal that relationship with food, heal that relationship with working out, and you will be so much healthier. My biggest other issue with this is I think we're going to start seeing psychological dependence on this medication too. Is because if someone says, oh my gosh, I feel bad, but I want to get off of it. But if I go off of it, I'm going to gain the weight back. But I don't want to gain the weight back. So I'm okay with not being able to move off the couch. And we've seen this already. We've seen this with several clients. And it's a psychological thing, because we don't want to lose our control, because we're afraid we're going to lose the control. Once we go off the medication, we gain the weight back. And so there's that whole yo-yo thing in our psyche. So there's a lot of things to think about with this medication.
Oh man. Okay. Yes. So the last question is, what is the root cause for weight gain during menopause?
Well, a couple things. One, all the things we did back in the day. I mean, let me tell you, I turned orange in college from only eating carrots. So all those things that we did, right? I was bright orange neon.
Oh my gosh.
Right? So, I mean, think about all those things that you did. Go back and go, okay, all right, South Beach. All right, did the Slim Fast diet, Special K diet, Progresso Soup diet, the one that had cayenne pepper and maple syrup.
Yeah, I did that one.
The Mayo Clinic diet, you know, all these things. So all those times that we did that, we slowed down our metabolism because we were crash dieting. We lost muscle. So unfortunately what happens is, hey, 40s come around, 50s come around, and guess what? It all catches up with us at the same time that we are losing estrogen. Well, crap. So here we go with estrogen. We're losing the estrogen. It's causing us to hold on to our fat cells a little bit more, and it's going to our abdominal area, which is absolutely what we don't want. Then we're not sleeping. Now we have other issues. And so we're increasing our insulin resistance. We're decreasing our insulin sensitivity, all these things. So yeah, it does happen during menopause. It does happen during perimenopause. Can you put the brakes on it? Yes. Will you get a six pack? Depends. If you never had a six pack before, don't expect a six pack now. And I get that with clients going, but I want your abs. I'm like, but I want your legs. So we're all different. We're all built different. And understand that where we are in our 40 and 50 year old body is not where we will be with our 16 year old body. It's a totally different body. But to make it the best, and eating sugar, eating processed foods, and I hate to say it, ladies, alcohol is not our friend either, unfortunately. You know, if you have alcohol once in a while, great. Every night is not going to help with that abdominal fat. So it's not inevitable, and it's something that we can do to reverse and understand that, yeah, there's some things not in our favor, but we can also work to put things in our favor.
Oh, I love that so much. This is amazing. You are so helpful in just breaking these things down, and really, like, it's fun to laugh about the things that we've done and like our poor bodies. But it's true. It does catch up with us. And, you know, I've talked to like at least three people this week who have talked to me about, you know, it just feels like this time, it's harder. Like this age is harder. The weight loss is there, the weight gain is there. And there's so many things, so much information here that you share with us that is so helpful. And I know people are going to want to learn more about your program. So if you could just share with us, where can we find you? Tell us a little bit more about the program, right? So people can like do it the right way.
Absolutely. So where you can find me, I'm going to give you a couple of different things. I also want to give you a freebie. Okay. You can find me on my website, amykwilson.com. That's amykwilson.com. And I'm also on Instagram at The Nutrition Coach Pharmacist. So it's The Nutrition Coach Pharmacist. If you send me just send me a little note on Instagram, say hi, that let's give you a code word, GLOW. GLOW. Okay. You heard it on Learning to Glow. I will send you, it's called a 5-day fat loss blueprint. What it is that it has 5 days of a meal plan and lots of recipes. And when I tell people, it's like, let's make this easy. Double and triple those recipes, ladies. Seriously, don't go by every day. Just double and triple so that you start working on eating that whole food. I'm also going to include 2 more recipes, and you know, maybe if you're in California, you may not want this as much, but if it's 50 degrees, you might. But I include my favorite chili recipe that is healthy, that you can make in an Instapot or a Crock-Pot. So good, so easy, because that's what we want as busy professionals. We want something easy. And then also my Mexican soup recipe. They're so good, so easy. And who doesn't like something that you can have leftovers? At least I do. Or freeze it. So if you send that on The Nutrition Coach Pharmacist, code word GLOW, or you can actually do it on my website too, amykwilson.com. But what I coach is called The Faster Way to Fat Loss. It is virtual, and I do both. It's called group coaching and one-on-one coaching. I am passionate about one-on-one. And here is the reason why. Group is amazing, and I love my group, and you'll be in a group. But I also do behavior. And sometimes it just takes a conversation to open up doors, to open up a new way of thinking, to understand what you're doing. And so people have my cell phone number, you can text me. And what we do in those 6 weeks is baby steps, because it's hard to undo 40 some years of beliefs and learning and myths. We'll work on whole food nutrition. We're going to work on implementing those 30-minute workouts that you get every single day. You can do it at home or at the gym. We're going to work on learning what a macronutrient is, protein, fats, and carbohydrates, and then figuring out for you how much you need. And it's based upon your height. It's based upon, yes, your current weight. It's the only time I ever say get on a scale. You want to know what you are. It's based upon your weight. It's based upon how active you are. And believe it or not, what you start with will change. And here's why. Because you're also going to learn how to track those macros and do something called carb cycling. It's 2 days of lower carb, not keto. I call my peanut butter days because girlfriend loves peanut butter. I'm going to eat peanut butter, and it's great to have extra days. I used to think peanut butter was so bad for you because I was told peanut butter was bad for you. And avocados. No, bring them on. Anyway, so yes, 2 days lower carb, regular days. So you're going to learn how to implement these tools so that you become a fat burner instead of a sugar burner. And that's what you want. And then also at the same point, we're going to be losing fat, building muscle. But what happens is, remember I said my one client only lost a couple pounds and all these, you know, she lost all these inches. You're going to increase muscle. Muscle needs nutrition. So what happens in a normal diet is that you're like, oh, I lost weight. Okay. I need you to work out for 15 to 30 more minutes every day. And I also need you to decrease your calories by another 250. Are you kidding me? I'm not even eating and I'm working out too much as it is. This will be the opposite. I'm going to actually increase the amount of food that you need to eat. And before you're like, wait, no, think about it. Because if you're losing fat and you are gaining muscle, we now have a certain amount of muscle that you need to maintain. It needs food. It needs fuel. Fat doesn't need fuel. Muscle does. And so now you're eating, which is just crazy. And now you're having that connection, no longer a disconnect of what food you're putting in and what it's doing to your body. Now you have this connection of health, of vitality. I would say it's kind of like a holistic approach, because now you're looking at what can I do for this older lady who's staring back at me in the mirror? Because you can't go back to your 20-year-old self. She's gone, done it, peace out. But you can do something for the old lady that's, I'll say older lady who's looking back at you in the mirror and is counting on you right now to take care of you.
Oh, that's so true. It's like our future selves are depending on us to not worry about the scale and all the, you know, quick fixes, because long term, that's not what we want. And it's just such, it's such an important message. And I feel like it will help people realize, like, don't do like the New Year's diet, like just, you know, do what's right for your body, really, like not just the being skinny. And so I will make sure to link all of this in the show notes. It was such a pleasure to talk to you and meet you. And thank you. You shared so much like amazing information. So, so grateful that you could come on and share with us.
Jess, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Please subscribe and review so we can reach more people who want to learn to glow alongside us. See you next time.